Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, this rather special episode comes from a new home. You see, I've only just gone and got a studio built. You know, a proper one. Yes, so this is the very first full-length recording from my studio. So welcome. I'm glad you can join me. Now, I did mention about behind the mic last week, but because the studio work took a lot longer than anticipated and wasn't finished until very late last night. Sorry, it's going to be this Friday. I didn't have anywhere to record it. It's as simple as that. But tonight, as you enjoy this little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own free fantasies just for coming. And you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. So if you're not on your bed already, why not? I want you on your bed. And when you're on your bed, just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep sensual pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing over your body, as you enjoy tonight's show. Becky caressed the wood of her granny's door as she paused for a moment, pondering the conversation they had just shared. As birthdays go, it was a very strange one. But then, it was the one birthday in her life when she had come of age, became a woman and had to leave her childhood behind. When she left home this morning, with her basket full of cakes and jams to share with her granny, she hadn't expected any of this. Her granny had been more serious than she had ever been before. It had been a day full of stories of walls and of men, and how it was difficult to tell them apart sometimes. How it was better to discover the man inside the wolf, rather than the wolf hidden inside the man. It was all very confusing. Feigning cheerfulness, she said goodbye to her granny and closed the door. Walking through the garden, she savoured the fragrance of the flowers for a moment. The smell of jasmine and honeysuckle hung heavy in the air, seducing her senses into relaxation, taking her mind elsewhere, away from all her newfound stresses of being an adult. Just a little way up the path and finding a tree stump at the edge of the forest. Becky sat down and listened to the wolves howling in the distance. She'd listened to them all her life. One of the first sounds she could remember was listening to the wolves howling at night in the forest. It was still a sound that she found very comforting, almost warming. As she listened to their resonant voices howling into the night air, She tried to howl in response. The distant sounds paused for a moment, and Becky liked to think that the wolves were listening to her call, as if she was one of them. She had always wondered what it might be like to be close to a wolf, to feel the warmth of their fur next to her, to feel their breath against her neck, as they all slept in a pile on the ground, as the veil of an evening mist began to descend between the trees. Becky pulls her red cloak tightly around her and sets off onto the well-trodden path back to her home, stopping every now and then to enjoy the caress of the night breeze and the romantic call of the wolves, the sound becoming louder and louder with every step. Finding her way through the woods, she stops for a moment. Suddenly her senses very aware, and the hair on the back of her neck standing up. Suddenly a twig snaps nearby. Startled, she waits, the sound of footsteps nearby, echoing from the darkness of the trees, pricks her ears once more. She howls again, hoping to entice the wolf into the small moonlit flooded clearing she stands in. But there is only silence. Howling again, desperate for the wolf to come close, to look into his eyes as she howls. She closes her eyes and howls once more. And as she opens her eyes, she gasps at a man walking from between the trees, the shadows of the night dropping from his body as he leaves the cover of the forest. His body is strong and dominant as he prowls around her, a low growl emanating from his mouth as he says, "So you like calling to wolves, do you, maiden? Assuming you are a maiden." His eyes fix on Becky, holding her in his dangerous gaze.
"I am, sir, and yes, I do. I love the sound of wolves."
"Then maybe I should show you the sounds a real man makes and relieve you of your burden of maidenhood." He snarls as he drops the axe he has been carrying next to a tree, before striding the short distance between Becky and himself. His strong fingers grasp her chin, holding her face tightly. Suddenly fear wells up through Becky, the smell of whiskey strong on his breath, his jaw set in an aggressive manner, as if to intimidate her, before he looks her up and down. "A pretty red cloak for one so young."
"Why, thank you, sir. What strong hands you have."
"Why, all the better to grope you with." He takes a rifle from his shoulder and drops it to the ground before his other hand firmly rubs at her breasts, painfully forcing a gasp from her lips as he pinches her erect nipples. Looking up into his eyes as he takes a step closer, Becky says,
"What big eyes you have."
"All the better to caress over your naked little body, my red princess." Her body tensing in fear as his hand slides down her stomach. Confused and terrified, a tear streams down her cheek.
"Please, I've never..."
She stutters, her body reacting in ways she just doesn't understand. "Then this will be a good introduction for you." Tears streaming down her face, her voice beginning to fail her. She can only focus on his mouth and says, "What big teeth you have." "All the better to taste your virginal pussy," he sneers, pushing his hand lower between the folds of her skirt, aggressively rubbing between her thighs.
"My, what big fingers you have,"
she gasps. He grimaces menacingly before saying, "All the better to..." A low growl in the woods stops him. As quick as lightning, he turns to grab his rifle, leveling it against the large wolf, stalking them from the trees.
the wide trunks not affording him a clear shot. As any good hunter knows, he just has to bide his time. The moment would come, any second. As he squints along the sight, his laser focus honed in on the large wolf in front of him, his fingers caressing the trigger, waiting for that moment. The sound of Becky's soft voice shatters the still of the night as she growls, "I want a wolf, not a man." The searing pain of his axe, striking between his shoulders, burns through his body as he falls to his knees, collapsing into a pool of his own blood on the ground. Becky stumbles as she releases her grip on the handle, standing back, her face and body covered in the deep blood red that matches her cloak. Breathing heavily, she looks at the lifeless corpse on the ground, oblivious to the pack of wolves moving out from the safety of the trees. Tentatively, they sniff around the body, licking gently at the blood, every lick increasing their confidence. Finally assured the man is dead, tearing at the flesh, pulling large chunks off him as they snarl at each other. Standing still, Becky watches as a gruesome theatre unfolds before her. The large male wolf she had initially seen walks up to her, sniffing her slowly before licking the blood from her with long lashes of his tongue. As she loosens the buttons on her cloak, she can feel his tongue brushing roughly over her breasts, forcing a moan from her lips. The wolf lifts himself on his hind legs, nuzzling at her neck, the weight of him forcing Becky to her knees. She closes her eyes as she immerses herself in the sensations moving through her body. The feeling of his paws transforming into fingers, his muzzle receding into human lips. The caress of his fur becoming the gentle kiss of a beard, sending a wildfire of sensations coursing through Becky's body. Clumsily, he fumbles with the unfamiliar buttons as he loosens her shirt, his fingernails dragging over her breasts with urgency and need, pinching her nipples in beautifully stinging pain. "Make me a woman," Becky pleads, looking up from between her breasts, his green eyes focusing on hers as he kisses down over her stomach, his long tongue flicking over her skin as his teeth nibble gently on the flesh, kissing lower and lower. Becky feels his lips caressing the inside of her thighs as his tongue flicks wickedly up and down that sensitive skin, teasing around the edge of her panties. She can feel her dampness already slicking along her thighs as his tongue eases beneath her panties, tasting up and down the length of her pussy, exploring inside her. And as his tongue begins to swirl gently around Becky's clit, she feels her body convulsing, tensing, sensations moving through her body that she had never known before, as she feels her pussy begin to tremble, to quiver, as he slides his fingers deep inside of her pussy, massaging her, rubbing along the wall of her pussy as he sucks on her clit, pulling it between his teeth, before flicking it viciously with his long tongue. She can feel her body tensing, as her thighs clamp around his head, wanting more, needing to feel him deep inside her. She looks up over her pussy, his hands running over the side of her body, as he quickly flips her over, his hands moving up and down the length of her thighs, pulling her up against him. She can feel the throbbing ache of his cock, pushing at the lips of her pussy. Feeling that need to have him inside her, she rubs her ass back against his cock, teasing him, taunting him, needing him. His long fingers massage over her ass, his fingernails clutching into the soft skin, before taking two wet fingers and sliding them inside of her ass, forcing a whimper into Becky as he thrusts them deeper and deeper inside of her. She can feel her juices teasing at her thighs as his cock pushes between her folds, feeling him pushing urgently inside of her. She pushes her ass back onto him, forcing him deeper inside of her, his fingers and cock thrusting in perfect time. She can feel her body tensing, aching, the throbbing inside of her pussy becoming a clutching around the length of his cock, feeling the need to hold on to him, to feel him inside of her. When he finally fills her with his warm cum, he thrusts harder and harder, pressing his back along her back. And as his hands grasp at her hands, she can feel the tremble of a howl vibrating along his chest, somehow increasing the sensations moving through her body. His body tenses, his cock swells inside of her, filling her completely as he knots her, not willing to release her. Her own body tensing with pleasure. As she trembles, she grasps at the ground, her body aching to come, needing to come. As he thrusts deeper and harder inside of her, she can feel his breath burning at her neck, his body along hers, as he pushes his cock up and down, rubbing along her clit. Deeper and deeper, harder and harder, she pushes back with her ass, her need to orgasm, her need to come, more prevalent than anything else, as her pussy clutches at his cock, feeling his fingers clutching as hers, as he pushes harder and harder into her pussy. She can feel his body stiffening, tightening along her. As her pussy clutches even harder at his cock, she can feel her own muscles tensing, her toes curling, as she feels the beginning of a moan moving through her body, her core vibrating, as the need to come, the need to orgasm stretches through her, as the need to come moves through her like electricity. Becky's body tenses. She clutches the ground tighter, harder, pushing back onto him to feel him fill her completely, right to the end of her pussy, as he fucks her harder and harder. He grasps her fingers, his body arching, pushing into the night air, their moans becoming howls as she feels him swelling inside of her, his cock pulsing streams of warm cum deep inside her pussy, his pleasure filling her completely. Her own body tenses as she feels her orgasm release, cascading down her body as she finally submits to the pleasure she has longed for so long. As he pants against her ear, his body relaxing, his cock sliding from her pussy. His arms slide around her and pull her to the soft ground. The moonlight caressing their bodies as they lie in the grass. All remains of the hunter under the walls have gone. There is only them there. And Becky rolls over onto her side, wrapping her legs around his leg, the strength of his leg muscles sending tremors back through her pussy as she feels their pleasure streaming down her thighs, kissing him gently as she strokes her fingers over his chest. She whispers, "Now I feel like a woman." So, the first story from the new studio. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it sounds good. I hope so. It's a lot of work. Now, Friday. Yes, we do have behind the mic. Now I have a studio I can actually record behind the mic. Maybe that should be the episode for this week's Behind the Mic. The problems of setting up a studio and why they get delayed. Don't know. Obviously, we've got a new story next week. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another
salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.